Proverbs chapter 30. The words of Agur, the son of Jeke, the burden which the man spoke to Ithiel and Ucal. Now I am more unrefined than any individual, and I do not have a man's erudition, and I have not learned wisdom, but I do have knowledge of holy things. Who has ascended to heaven and descended? Who gathers the wind in his cupped hands? Who has bound up the waters in a garment? Who established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if you know? Every saying of God has been refined. It is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he reprove you, and you are proved false. I have asked two things from you. Do not withhold them from me before I die. Keep falsity and lying words away from me. Do not give me poverty or riches. Feed me on the food appointed for me, lest I should become excessively provided for, and disavow, and say, Who is the Lord? And lest I should become impoverished and steal, and use the name of my God irreverently. Do not speak slanderously of a servant to his master, lest he should curse you, and you incur guilt. A generation curses their father and does not bless their mother. A generation is pure in its own eyes, but it is not washed clean of its excrement. How a generation's eyes are haughty and its eyelids lifted up. A generation whose teeth are swords and whose incisors are knives for devouring the poor of the land and the needy among mankind. A leech had two daughters who said, Give, give. When there were three of them, they were not satisfied, and when they were four, they did not say, That is plenty. They are the grave, a closed womb, land not satisfied with water, and a fire which does not say, That is plenty. As for an eye which mocks his father, and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the brook will peck at it, and the young of the eagle will consume it. There are three things too wonderful for me, and four which I do not comprehend. The way of the eagle in the sky, the way of the serpent on a rock, the way of a ship in the middle of the sea, and the way of a man with a maiden. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I haven't done anything wrong. At three things the earth is agitated, and four it is not able to bear. A servant who reigns, and a fool when he has had his fill of food, a detestable woman if she marries, and a maidservant who dispossesses her mistress. There are four creatures which are small on the earth, but they are wise, most wise. The ants are not a strong people, but in summer they make provision for their food. The rock hyraxes, which are not a powerful people, but they make their home in a rock. The locust, which does not have a king, yet they go out in a pincer movement. The lizard, which holds on with its arms and is found in royal palaces. There are three creatures which are good in their motion, and four which are good in their movement. The lion is mighty among the animals, it does not back away from anything. The zebra, girded around the loins, and the he-goat, and the king against whom there is no insurrection. If you have acted foolishly in exalting yourself, or if you have been devious, put your hand to your mouth. For the churning of milk produces butter, but the churning of wrath produces bloodshed, and the churning of anger produces contention.